Aaron, what are the particular challenges that come with preparing to play in a new stadium, new environment?
Well, you just got to find a few things. You got to find a play clock on both sides. You got to prepare for some noise. Obviously, the old Metrodome is a very loud stadium when they were rolling. It makes it difficult on the communication, so you have to have a plan for that. And then just kind of withstand the surge. You know, we're going to their place. It's opening up. They're going to, you know, put up the banner, I think, for winning the division. And, you know, they had a big win week one. So it's a big game, division game, and we got to withstand the initial surge.
That was terrible!
What are the challenges against going up against a team that you know so well and they know you so well?
Well, that's division football. It's about execution when it comes to playing opponents you play twice a year. Yeah, it's early in the season, so there's still unscouted looks on both sides. Maybe you're holding for this game you worked on the offseason on both sides, but it comes down to execution. You know the players well. You know their tendencies. You know you pair the film up with how they're playing year to year, whether they're ascending or just descending, and you just got to go out and play well.
They've had a lot of good defensive players on that team for a long time, and now they've played together for a while. How much of a difference does that make?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think when you start to put together year after year together in the same system, that's how you can make that jump from a very good defense to an elite defense. And you know, the young players are getting accustomed to the system. Barr and Kendricks are playing really well, and Chad's still there. And then you got, you know, the guys who've been around for a while. Newman been there for a while now. Rhodes has gotten better every single year. Harrison Smith, when he's healthy, is a, you know, top two or three safety in the league. And Sendejo's been around and knows the system. And Everson, you know, goes from a guy who's playing gunner, you know, in his early years to now he's a premier pass rusher. And you know, obviously the guys inside with Joseph and, you know, and Brian's been there forever. So it's a great group. Sharif, you know, is an older player in the league. So you got a bunch of guys that have been together for a while. That's how you get better as a defense.
Aaron, what impressed you the most about their defense in week one in Tennessee? It looked like that was the unit that kind of turned that game around.
I mean, they outscored the offense and the other team. You know, they scored twice. Nice play on the first one by Kendricks, reading it and catch and run there. And then the second one was just a mishandle by the offense there. But you saw the young guy Hunter, you know, show some athleticism and very graceful and athletic, picking that ball up and run that ball in the end zone. So that's what you got to avoid when you play a good defense like this is turnovers. Anytime it's a division game, we talk a lot about how the turnover margin is usually a big deciding factor in the game, even more than a regular, regular season game. We're not playing division opponents. So that's going to be a premium. You're playing in a loud environment. The crowd wants nothing more than reasons to get excited, and turnovers are a big reason to get excited.
You guys maintain a real sizable success margin over these guys over the last, you know, since you've been the quarterback. But do you feel like it's creeping back toward rivalry status with these guys a little bit?
I think it's always been there. It's just been kind of amped up the last couple of years with the energy that Mike's brought in with his staff and his system. You know, we beat them 3 out of 4, but obviously they beat us last year at home and took the division for the first time in a while. So, you know, it's a healthy rivalry. They're a very good team, and it's an important game for us, even though it's week two.
Aaron, when you're watching film and game planning for an opponent, do you get a sense that you may have a chance with Jordy or Randall or a certain type of guy going into any given week, or is it more how a game typically just plays out in front of you where you can't anticipate?
I think both, Rob. I think you have an idea watching film what you think you're going to get, and then as the game progresses, you see how they're playing and what they're trying to take away and what they're going to give you. So you got to be able to adjust quickly and have quick reactions. But you know, you're obviously going with a plan, thinking the ball might go to a certain spot, and then you got to be quick to adjust.
The reason I ask is, I mean, Jordy's had some good numbers against them, obviously not last year, but in the past. So did you recall knowing going into those games, hey, I think I could get Jordy in these games, or did it just sort of?
Every time he's on the field, you have a pretty good feeling that the ball is going to find him in those situations. Just a matter of putting him in those positions to make him the number one on those plays.
Yeah, everybody talked about how getting Jordy back would bring back your deep game and open up other aspects of your offense. But there were some critical plays he made in the short game. I mean, he's just out patterns and things like that. you run such great patterns and you can make such a connection with them when you need to move the chains, right?
Yeah, I was teasing him on the plane ride back. That was one of his lowest yards per catch all time. You know, we'd like it to be about 6 for about 96, not 32, but we'll take it. It's a win, a tough environment, tough temperatures. We needed those plays, you know, that the second, third adjustment on the touchdown, and then, you know, a couple big catch and runs there and a good route on the out route for a first down. So, you know, we'll take it any way we can. But I think as you see him getting in the great football shape and us knocking any rust off we might have, you're going to see the elements of our game that we've shown over the years start to show up.
Jordy, Devontae, and Randall played, I think, all upwards of 85% of the snaps. In this offense, do you like when three guys sort of go out there and take those three roles as opposed to a rotation?
Well, I think you have to have a rotation to some extent, but we don't like to substitute a lot. So I like it when those guys can stay on the field for a number of snaps in a row. The key is, you know, we need to get all in that football shape where we can play 85%+ so we can keep those guys on the field. But when we need to rotate, we expect those guys to come in and make plays. And Abby had a nice catch and split there. But we need some other guys to step in when they get opportunities and make some plays.
How have you seen David Bakhtiari develop as a player in his time here?
Well, I've said it over the years. I thought he was a 10 to 12 year guy at left tackle, a mainstay, a guy you can build your offensive line around. He hasn't disappointed those expectations. I think he's done a great job for us over the years of continuing to improve. He's got a beautiful pass set. He's really improved his run game fundamentals and techniques. You know, and he's a guy that you can count on. Tackles block ends, as Joe Philbin said for years around here. And he's done a good job over the years, a great job of taking care of my back and keeping me clean. So I'm really happy for him. That's the Packer way, as you guys know. Draft, develop, and pay. And he's another guy that deserved it, so I'm really happy for him.
How nice is it knowing you don't have to worry about that? That's the primary position, as Mike said.
That's one of the primary positions? I know we had that talk last week about primary and non-primary, but I'm happy for him. You know, a quarterback's best friend when John Kuhn's not here is left tackle. John told me to say that. But it's important to have a left tackle that you can count on, and you've seen the you know, I got to be at the Hall of Fame this year and see Pace and Walter Jones was there. And you look at some of the greatest linemen of all time, they were left tackles. And there's a reason that their quarterbacks had a lot of success.
Aaron, when you go into a new stadium, how long does it take you to know whether you could actually use a hard count in a stadium that you had been before? And you've used it on the road before.
Yeah, for sure. Success. Yeah, it's got to be the right time. I mean, I think early in the game, it's going to be tough to hear anything. So, you know, on the road, we like to use a silent count like all teams do, and you just have to figure out those opportunities when you can use your verbal checks and stuff. And a lot of the best times are after first downs, you know, because a crowd obviously usually gets loud on third down, and then if you can convert, there's that lull where it quiets down a little bit for the next first down as they gear up for the next third down. So you learn kind of the flow of the crowd, and the crowds in Minnesota have always been loud. The old Metrodome was rocking there a few years, and you got to withstand that surge of energy that starts. I just talked to their media. I guess the Viking on the motorcycle is not going to be there, so it'll be a little quieter in pregame, but we expect it to get rocking when we're out there on offense.
Along those lines, Aaron, though, you guys have won a lot of games and scored a lot of points in those dome games. I know you stole as much of your shoes, I believe, but is there anything beyond that?
Well, I got some new shoes this year for the indoor from Adidas. Worked with them in the offseason. I'm really happy about them. They look good, but they feel better. So it'd be nice to be able to put those back on. You know, when you're in an environment that's controlled like that, we've always had success. I mean, I know we like to be portrayed as a very tough team, but we have the skilled players and have for years to be a fast-paced offense. And the indoor facility over there usually give us the opportunity to play fast and use our speed.
We've talked a lot about your off-season training and the changes to your body coming into this year. Did you feel any different week one?
I felt fast. I always feel fast early in the season, but I've been trying to get him to put some read option stuff in, but not yet.
That's that pylon pretty quick.
Yeah. I'm just glad that Devon pulled up a little bit on me.
Do you anticipate that the Vikings at home in a brand new, you know, facility are going to be just all that more competitive to protect the home turf, especially with the division opponent coming in prime time?
Well, I mean, all those things are factors. You look at Sunday Night Football and division opponent and early in the season. I mean, it's a big game for both teams. Last year, we won all of our division games on the road, lost them all at home. So we'll see what happens this year.
I always hate to ask the obvious question, but with how the offense started last week, is it that much more important to get off to a good start with the conditions you're talking about, the loud crowd, the atmosphere, and all that that goes with it?
Yeah, you know, I think we did a good job at the end of the first half and beginning of the second, beginning of the third quarter. You know, we scored 17 on those three drives. That was important for us. We talked about doubling up over the years, and that was important to get 10 points on those last two drives. Just as important is how you start and finish. So we got to start a little faster. We scored 7 early. That was from a turnover, and then we had a couple backed up opportunities and didn't do anything with it. And then, you know, we stalled in the fourth quarter. So we need to be more consistent. We've talked about that over the years. And the frustrations last year with the lack of consistency. You know, too many three and outs and then some scoring drives. It's almost like if we get a first down, we score. If not, we're going three and out. So we need to be better as far as that's concerned. And it's hopefully it can start this week.